From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Julia Duba. Governor Rick Scott took his reelection campaign last night to Little Havana, where he boasted of his legislative accomplishments and promised that, quote, help is on the way. Rick Stone has the story.
Dozens of Hispanic voters and politicians crowded the showroom of Brickell Buick on Calle Ocho to greet Scott and his new lieutenant governor, Carlos Lopez Cantera. Scott was in high spirits after a legislative session that allowed him to claim a $500 million tax cut, university tuition reform, and significant increases in higher education spending. He said the $500 million tax cut came with a slap for his likely re-election opponent, Charlie Crist.
$400 million of that was a fee that Charlie Crist increased in 2009. If you were going to register a motor vehicle, he raised the fee 54%. So we stopped that.
Crist has been controversial lately for saying he'd like to end the Cuba embargo. There's even a rumor he's planning a trip to Cuba. But Scott let it pass during the event and only criticized the former governor's Cuba position in comments to reporters afterward. But for protesters gathered on the sidewalk outside, Scott and the legislature left too much undone to justify any idea that help is on the way.
We want help now. He said he was working for Florida. Well, we're not feeling it. We have many people who still don't have health insurance, many people who still don't have jobs, and we feel like he's not working for the people. He's working for his wealthy donors.
Jorge de Ulloa of the Social Action Network One Miami said the minimum wage should have been raised and Medicaid expanded to cover those priced out of the Affordable Care Act. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
Local film company Third Horizon Media recently completed a documentary about the Haitian art of machete fencing. To read more about Haitian machete fencing, go to WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Julia Duba. Now we say good morning to Michael Stock.